Welcome, everyone, to this episode where we'll explore the crossroads of technology, sales, and high-impact business solutions. I'm your host, John Malloy. Today, we're fortunate to have Amit Patel as our special guest. Amit's a director of portfolio commercialization, controls, and software. Let's jump right into the conversation. What is Florida Cloud, and why should customers care?
Yeah, so Florida Cloud is our approach and our vision to solve customer challenges using digital tools and technologies and applying our application expertise. And ultimately, if you look at our vision, it's directly in line with what our customers are trying to do, which is solve critical challenges in their operation and achieve specific business goals by digitizing the plant floor, digitalizing perhaps their machines, automating an entire production line, for example, and scaling that so that they can create transformation. And ultimately, they want to make data-driven decisions. And what can they get out of this? It's really around what happened yesterday, which is getting historical information, what's happening now, which is real-time information, what will happen tomorrow, which is predictive, and what should I do next, which is prescriptive. And a lot of these types of data-driven decisions and insights are around specific goals such as productivity, improving quality, reliability, safety, and reducing waste, and ultimately empowering their workforce to make these data-driven decisions with the tools and technologies that they're able to deploy, whether it's across an entire facility, as I was saying, a process line, and a machine. And I want to say, at least with Florida Cloud, there's a couple of fundamental concepts that I want, you know, anyone listening to this to take away, is that, again, it's our discrete automation strategy and our vision for our discrete markets and customers. It's the reach of our portfolio in almost what I consider the literal sense, where you have sensors on the plant floor, you have controls and industrial PCs and edge hardware that are able to either compute, collect, analyze, or push that data to the cloud, and software that is capable to give you the insights, the visualization, the alerts and alarms, whether you're remote or you're at the facility, to make these types of data-driven decisions that I had mentioned. And as an output of that is that it allows us to move from talking about products that are ultimately driven by features and attributes to solving a customer challenge and allowing them and enabling them to capture that value and scale it.
You set a really good foundation there, talking about a lot of different fundamentals and things. So the next question is, how do I sell Florida Cloud? That is, if the customer is only asking for valves or actuators, how do I make this conversation happen with my customer?
Sure. Yeah, I think, look, customers are on a spectrum in their digital journey, right? And part of what makes us successful is that we're seen as an expert or a trusted advisor in front of the customer, right? Customers today want expertise and know-how from their suppliers. And depending on their digital maturity or where they prioritize their problems, that could fall under selling a valve or an actuator. And that's a principle-driven approach, right? That can unlock value at a certain magnitude. But if you look at companies today, especially in this environment, they're more stretched. They have to remain more competitive. They have to exist in a high, fast-paced environment. And oftentimes, if you look at value creation, it is happening through the deployment of digital tools and technologies, because that's really where you capture that magnitude of value and you're able to scale it. And you know, that's not just what Emerson believes. Our peers are also tapping into this shift, if you will, as well. And if you look at our customers, 78% of our customers are going to be prioritizing their budgets, their investments around automation for the next 5 years. And why? It's because they're looking to solve several major problems around maximizing performance, increasing equipment efficiency, generating greater throughput, reducing risk, and getting data and insights. And what is that going to require? That's going to require dependency on unlocking trapped data through sensors, connecting that data to hardware and analyzing it, and then pushing that information or those insights to a software that's on the machine, at a plant, or on the cloud. And fundamentally, this is really where this vision of Florida Cloud is going, is how can we meet the customer in the middle, considering the challenges that they face, where the investments are being placed, and how do we take our portfolio and marry that on their machine floor or across multiple sites.
Wow, that's great. That's a lot of extra pieces there to look at. So with Florida Cloud as this easy concept to think about, as you just described it, in the world of factory and industrial automation, how does the concept expand to other industries?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. And I think oftentimes we get caught up that Florida Cloud is really designed for a specific industry and vertical. And in reality, that couldn't be further from the truth. As I said earlier, what Florida Cloud is really designed for is how do we take our application expertise, our reach of portfolio, combine those together to solve the customer's problem. And like I said, there's steps to that, whether you digitize, which is essentially moving away from a manual process to a more data-driven one. You then are able to automate this process and potentially even scale that and transform, right? And one of the things I think, as I said earlier, that it's not just for a specific vertical or industry. A lot of digitizing, digitalizing, automating, and transforming happens across many sorts of industries out there. And you can have discrete applications in a variety of different end markets, whether it's industrial, hybrid, or process. And I think what makes the Our Florida Cloud approach unique is that it's really designed and meant to be flexible, meaning that, look, in reality, our customers and our applications already exist out there. There's products being produced. There's some process that ends up happening, like raw material conversion. These are all facilities that are here. And our ability to adapt and be flexible in the customer's environment is going to be critical. So take our edge technology, for example, right? It's using modern industry standards like OPC UA, which allows us to ingest that data, collect, analyze, and push it to a relevant user or a relevant layer in the automation architecture. It's not meant to be, as I said, something focused on an industry. It's meant to be flexible and adaptable in a discrete application across any of the industries that we end up going after and serving.
All right, cool. Excellent. So are there any tips to think about when discussing Florida Cloud, cross-sell other products, especially with long-standing customers of a single product?
Yeah, so it's a fantastic question. It really starts fundamentally with understanding the customer's needs and looking at a facility or a plant floor holistically, right? Some of the most common use cases that are being addressed around manufacturing and customer challenges and goals that they have, of course, is really around improving energy efficiency and reducing waste, so doing more with less, increasing automation to free workforce, stretched staff from dull, dirty, and dangerous jobs, improving productivity and quality, and reducing maintenance intensity and spend. Based off of looking at a plant floor and addressing those types of examples that I give, those challenges and goals, if you will, it's really about then taking that mindset and applying our portfolio and our application expertise on top of that to get the conversation started, right? And what I would say is that there's a lot of different examples of how we approach this, whether it be through looking at our software capability. So let's take a look at Movicon, for example, which is our HMI and SCADA software. You know, it's a highly dynamic and visually forward SCADA software that's capable to ingest data from different pieces of hardware and sensors to deliver OEE analytics and energy analytics. Or you can look at edge hardware, for example, and see how you can essentially bring that data from the cloud to the local level, or data from the local level up to the cloud. It's almost like what I call like a data router. And using specific network architectures that come with our edge device, like OPCUA or MQTT, allows us to be highly flexible in how we can convert and push that data to the right places. Or it could be something as, I'm using air quotes here, factory level, which is taking a sensor that we have and unlocking a trapped data that the customer wasn't measuring in the first place. You know, and I will say we've gone as far as even collapsing these layers from software, hardware, and sensors by productizing solutions. So take Compressed Air Manager, for example, where we have essentially created a repeatable, scalable solution that allows our customers to jumpstart their energy savings. We've designed a control cabinet unit that has the software already built in, the edge hardware capability built in, and we've designed the software to seamlessly communicate to the sensors, specifically the airflow sensors, and allowing our customers to really start running with their digital or transformation journey, specifically around compressed air management. And those are just some examples that I think you can look at around how we apply our portfolio, our application expertise, given the customer challenges and goals that I had mentioned earlier.
Who do I go to if I have a follow-up question or action about Florida Cloud?
Yeah, so I think it really depends on what kind of question there is that you're looking or seeking for around our vision and strategy of Florida Cloud. And, you know, if you're looking for general content, I would say the first area that you could look at is, of course, Seismic. We've uploaded and have a exhaustive library of different brochures, articles, flyers that you can actually go and search under the topic of digital transformation and Florida Cloud and automation and IoT as just some of these buzzwords to pick the right information that you need. And then, you know, if you're working on a customer opportunity, there has to be a reliance on SMEs, such as product specialists, application engineering, and in certain world areas, we've gone as far as nominating what we call DX champions. And this is really the sort of first line, if you will, to pull the right person in that perhaps has a little bit more experience and expertise that could help guide you in how to take a conversation from talking about features and attributes to how you can talk about solving problems at scale. So I think it's important to know that delivering a Florida Cloud vision really relies on a team of folks who can help you identify the opportunity, whether it be your DSM to our solutions team and our application engineers that are there to help propose and architect the solution. And then, of course, ultimately to deliver that, right? Help commission or integrate it and have aftermarket support, for example, through lifecycle services. And I think it's a loop that continuously is evolving and growing, and we're supporting. And I think that's really what makes the sort of relationship and the delivery of our solution that much more impactful, is to make sure that not only are you providing, let's say, the most applicable solution and portfolio for the customer, but making sure that you're supporting them throughout that architecting to also fulfilling it.
Very good. Very cool. I'd like to say, before we get to the last question, so far you've given us the industry as a whole, what we're doing, some resources, So my last question for you is, what is coming down the pipeline for Florida Cloud? Any expansions, new solutions you can tell us about?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's there's a lot of exciting things that we're working on, right? Like I would say when we talk about digital transformation and what does that mean in our strategy of delivering a Florida Cloud vision for our customers, there's a few exciting things that I can talk about that we're working on. And it's really about moving away from what is traditionally conditions or rule-based type solutions. And what I mean by that is like monitoring a machine's energy to a little bit more advanced around how can you do more prescribing and prediction. And if you really think about why that's happening and why we're focused on that, take a look at how the industry has evolved from the cost of sensors to the data storage capability we have, the cloud computing technologies and platforms that are there, all the way through technological breakthroughs in data science that's making a step change in AI and ML. And a few things that we're working on that go beyond just condition or rules-based type of solutions is around projects where we're applying machine learning and AI to tackle sustainability for machinery to enable them to reduce waste and to improve energy efficiency. Secondly, we're taking steps to really understand the operating window of our devices to have way more of a understanding into what a predictive maintenance vision looks like for our sensors and our devices and actuators. And then lastly, one of the things that we're really excited to be working on is really bringing our Florida Cloud portfolio together in terms of how they handshake with each other. And what I mean by that is how our sensors communicate with our hardware and our hardware communicates with software and vice versa. And really building a portfolio that is designed to be plug and play, which is really something that is going to be improving how we commission, how we integrate, and how we set up our portfolio and our solutions going forward.
That's a lot of good stuff you just talked about. That's very exciting. So listen, thanks again, Amit. This has been a great time talking to you. This is the close of our episode here. And thanks, everybody, for joining in. And thanks again, Amit, for sharing those valuable insights.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
To our listeners, thank you for joining in today. To continue learning from Amit experiences, you can check out his LinkedIn under your full name, Amit Patel. We'll ensure all links are discussed today or anything is included in the show notes. Remember the key takeaways from today. So we talked about some fundamental concepts, where your customer is on their digital journey, and the needs that you could help them out with. Take a look at who could help you out. You have Seismic. You have a lot of subject experts in all world areas. And then also we talked about what's evolving, everything from AI, machine learning, and the future of a portfolio. Can't wait to talk to more experts in and around our business. See you all in the next episode.